for the next case. Case number 10,644, BAK LLC, south of Route 1, west corner of Route 273, a special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the maximum square footage and maximum height requirements for a billboard.
Name and address, please.
Bill Lingo, 11 Dodge Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
It's Richard Haxton, 17049 Sand Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown with Wilson, Howard, and Beyer. I'm representing BAK LLC, the owner of the property where this the billboard that the application is on was formerly at, and we'll be asking to restore the billboard to that sign. With me tonight, as you just heard, is Bill Lingo, one of the principals of BAK LLC, and also sitting next to him is Richard Haxton. He's a representative from Kent Signs, the company that would be installing the sign if the board grants the special use exception and variance. As I just indicated, there are two requests here tonight of the board. The first is a special use exception pursuant to Section 115-80 of Sussex County's code for an off-premises sign on property that is zoned C1. I'll have Mr. Lingo describe for a few minutes the location of the property, which you'll all quickly recognize as it's right near the entranceway into Rehoboth. The second part of the application tonight is for a variance of 15 feet from the height requirements and 600 square feet from the requirements for off-premises sign found in Section 115-159.5 of Sussex County's code. Tonight's application is to restore a sign to this property that has been there for 20 years, but if you've gone there in about the past 2 months, you'll have noticed that the sign was removed from the property by Clear Channel. I believe that about a month ago you had another application for a sign, and Clear Channel, I think, took the same path with that, which is if their lease terminates, they go in the day before and remove the sign completely.
Structure as well?
They remove everything. Correct.
Everything.
Mr. Haxton, who's sitting here, will testify that he went to get a building permit to replace the sign and was informed by Mr. Lank in the zoning office that that would require variance for the items which I have just listed. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Lingo to come up and answer a few questions for me and help orient you to the site. Mr. Lingo, how are you affiliated with BAK LLC?
I'm an officer and I'm a principal of the limited liability company.
And how long has BAK or some entity affiliated with it owned this property?
For about 20 years.
Just for the board's reference and for everybody in the audience who's here, where is this property located?
It's located on the southwest corner of Route 1 and Shell Road. If you reference the Google map, the red dot that says subject property, you can see a black shadow. That's exactly where the old sign was located and where we'd like to put up the new sign.
And in fact, is the first picture on the group of pictures that was handed to the board members a few moments ago, is that the sign as it existed in April of this year?
Yes.
And if we turn to the second page, is that the current site without the sign?
Yes.
Do you know when a sign was first installed on this property?
In the latter part of 1990.
And who installed this sign there?
Omega Sign Company.
And is that who you had your lease for?
Yes.
And when did that lease terminate?
It terminated April 30th, 2010.
And did you offer to purchase the sign from Clear Channel?
Yes.
And I assume since the sign's no longer there that they refused that offer?
Yes.
If you could describe for the board the on looking at the Google Earth map, let's start with the red sign, which you just indicated was the location of the sign.
That's correct.
The red dot is the location of the sign.
Yes.
If you could, what's the location or what is around the yellow dot number one?
Number one, that is located on the corner of Route 1 and Country Club Drive, and that's by Mr. Baker's Exxon station.
And for the board's reference, if you flip back, there's actually a picture of the sign. It's a sign for the Giant grocery store, which has the number one up in the corner. And all of the signs that are indicated here by the yellow dots, there'll be a corresponding picture in front of it. The second sign, where's that located?
That's located by the new liquor outlets owned by Mr. Pires. It was the old Salvation Army, and prior to that, the old Safeway property.
And if you go down the road to the sign number three, where is that located?
That's located outside of the entrance to Rehoboth Avenue Extended. It's known as the Rehoboth Climate Control Storage.
And sign number four?
Number four is located in front of the new community bank.
And I see there's a V next to four. What does that mean?
That means that it's not a sign that's perpendicular to Route 1. It's actually V-shaped to give it a better vantage point looking north and south.
And is the sign that was formerly on your property, was that a V sign or just perpendicular to the highway?
It was a perpendicular to the highway.
And the fifth sign?
This sign is located by the new Rehoboth well site, or also a better location might be the Tomato Sunshine.
And the sixth sign?
That's located on the corner of Glade Road and Route 1.
And are these all the signs that are within that proximity?
Yes.
The sign that you're proposing for the board tonight, is it the exact same size as what Clear Channel had on that site?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have for Mr. Lingo. I'd like to ask Mr. Haxton several questions about the signs. If you could introduce yourself to the board.
Richard Haxton from Kent Signs.
And how long have you been with Kent Signs?
About 30 years.
Is Kent Signs familiar with Sussex County's zoning ordinances as they relate to signs and off-premises signs specifically?
Yes, we are.
How many signs would you say in the 30 years that you've been there has Kent Signs installed throughout Sussex County?
Hundreds.
Have you seen the pictures, or were you familiar with the sign that was on the location prior to April 30th of this year?
Yes.
And what size sign was located on the site?
They were 12 by 50s.
And when you say 12 by 50s, is that on one face, one side?
Yes, per side.
And how high was the former sign that was there?
40 feet.
And is the proposal tonight to replace the sign with the exact same size, height, and size of a sign?
Yes, it is.
What type of construction or sign would it be?
It's all steel construction with galvanized panels for the face panels.
And would it have the same monopole format?
Yes.
And how do you verify that the structure that you've proposed meets with all county and state and federal requirements for construction of a billboard sign?
It has a Delaware engineered stamp on it.
And for the record, there was a copy of a plan that had the engineer's stamp on it indicating that the requirements were met for a size of this sign and style. If you could describe, I guess, the signs that Mr. Lingo just described, the locations of, the sign which has the yellow dot one, which is above the Exxon station on Route 1. Okay. What size is that sign?
That is a 12 by 50 also, and that is, I believe, 55 foot overall height.
And the second sign, which Mr. Lingo indicated was in front of the complex that is the former Salvation Army.
That is also a 12 by 50, and that is 40 foot overall height.
And if we go across the street all the way down to across Route 1, all the way down to this third sign, which is near Rehoboth Avenue Extended, what size is that sign?
That is also a 12 by 50.
And do you know the height of that?
40 foot or 45 foot overall height.
And moving north on Route 1 from that sign, do you know the size of the sign that is shown with number four?
That is a 12 by 50 in a V shape and 40-foot overall height.
And the sign, which Mr. Lingo referred to as the Tomato Sunshine sign, what is the height of that sign?
That is also 40 feet.
And the size of it?
12 by 50.
And the last sign that's shown there, number six, what is the size of that sign?
12 by 50 and 40-foot overall height.
Along this commercial area on Route 1, is that size and height consistent with the signs?
Yes, it is.
As you've heard testimony from Mr. Lingo and Mr. Haxton, this is a unique circumstance in that a tenant decided to eliminate competition when their lease expired by removing a sign. The request here is to develop the property consistent, or use the property consistent with how it's been used for the past 20 years. The difficulty was not created by BAK LLC, but obviously by a difficult tenant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood as it's been there for the last 20 years or since about 1990. The extent of this variance, it is a minimum variance that will restore the sign that was there until about 2 months ago and which has been there for 20 years. Those were the factors for a variance application. The standard for a special use exception, as the board knows, is whether or not it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And the good news about this application is because it was just there for 20 years, we know the answer to that question, and that is that it will not adversely affect the character of the neighborhood, and in fact is consistent, and in some respects a little smaller than many of the other signs that are located along Route 1 with it. For all of these reasons, BAK requests that the board grant the requested variances as well as the special use exception. That concludes our presentation, and if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Just want to make sure I understand this correctly. This application is for a double-sided sign, 12 by 50. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that's what was there previous?
That's correct. If you look at that first picture, on the one side, I think, is a Cracker Barrel sign. On the other side is a Fenwick Inn for Motion City.
For the record, it still shows on Google Maps.
I'm sorry?
I said for the record,
it shows on Google Maps.
It still shows it's there on Google Maps.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mill?
Nope.
Hearing no questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Hutt has certainly addressed all the standards for granting a variance. And has also shown that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,644 as requested.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,644. All those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.